It's December the 15th, and here is General Sir Harold Alexander, Commander-in-Chief, 15th Army Group.
As Commander of the 15th Army Group, I send you Christmas greetings on behalf of all those soldiers fighting in Italy today. Soldiers from all parts of the Empire, from Great Britain and her dominions across the sea, to which I must add the soldiers of our great ally, the United States of America. These warriors from the British 8th Army and the American 5th Army make up that great force it is my honour to command, the 15th Group of Armies. As Christmas draws near, we are thinking of our folks at home, of our fathers and mothers, wives and sweethearts, relatives and friends, and above all of our children, for Christmas is the children's festival. Many of us have been away from home for a long time, and all of us would like to be with you just for this festive occasion. But as this cannot be, we must leave it to the children to celebrate in our absence, to celebrate a year of great achievement. A year ago, I spent Christmas Day at a place called Marble Arch in the Western Desert. The victory of El Alamein had recently been won. British and American forces had landed successfully on the shores of North Africa. All was going well. But we didn't know then it was only the beginning of a flood of success which was to carry us to the gates of Rome. Since that Christmas Day in the Western Desert, great battles have been fought, and all of them won. Tripoli, the Battle of the Mareth Line, Tunis and Bizerta have fallen with our 248,000 prisoners. Sicily has been stormed and captured. Sardinia and Corsica have been liberated. Italy has laid down her arms, and today we stand before her capital. But this is not the end. A stern and bitter struggle lies ahead of us, and many more battles have to be fought, and with God's grace we shall win them all. And so with high hopes for the future, I end this message of greetings by wishing a happy Christmas to you all.